Well, social media can be a toxic place. It can get you angry. It can get you unsettled and just leave you frustrated and feeling like you're not enough. And maybe there's an app that can change all of that. Well, there is. It's called Zaya, and it's available now. It's been launched, and we're here with the founder and creator of the app, Unkawa Ojo. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit about the app itself.
Yeah, the app really came from a place of wanting to unite the 2.6 billion Christians that are around the world. And I just realized that we were fragmented across 46,000 denominations. And I really couldn't think of a place that we could go where we could all be in one place. So my team and I created that, and I'm so excited to introduce Zaya to the world.
Describe some of the features of it, because if it's new, like, we have to always, you know, get used to new things when it comes to the internet and social media and that. So what are some of the key features of Zaya?
Yeah, so when you go into the app, so you download it, you go into the app, first of all, it does screen you, so you have to be a Christian to be a part of the community. When you go into the community, you'll be able to either absorb and get entertained by content that other people have posted, or you can create content and add it to the community. And there are two different types of content. We have two feeds. One is very visual, because we've learned that God talks to us in multiple ways. So one feed is very visual for photo and video. And the second feed is what we call word. And it's literally just a download of words that you want to share with other people. It can be scripture. It can be, you know, anything that you desire for to be the written word in whatever form you choose. We also have the opportunity for you to be a part of different communities. So we've called them tribes, just like God created the 12 tribes of Israel. We've created, and the community's created a lot of different tribes based on different passions that they have. They could be churches or prayer groups. They could be friend groups. You can create public or private tribes. So you can create a private tribe that's just you and your friends, or you and your prayer group that nobody else can access. Or you can create a public one that people can join. And if you don't see one you like, create one and other people get to be a part of it. Wow. We also have a feature for you to discover and connect with Christians all over the world. So the algorithm will also surface to you other content or people that may be good folks for you to connect with. And you also have the opportunity to read the Bible directly in the app. So yeah, so many different ways for you to get edified, get inspired, get entertained, and feel, leave feeling much better, much more, much stronger in your walk with God, and united with the global Christian community, so you can do good together.
Yeah, because so often we jump off social media feeling frustrated or angered.
Yeah, or feeling, you know, like we're not good enough. And this is the complete opposite of that. I want people to leave feeling like they're closer to God, they learn something more about Him, they connected with other people who share their passion for God, their love for God, their values. Yeah.
Wow. And there's so many groups too. I'm seeing music lovers, foodies, nature yes. people. Wow, there's just there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't see one you like, create one for whatever passion you have that you want to find out if there are other Christians that share it. Create it, and you never know. Or just join one that someone else has created and participate and be a part of it.
Now, some of your background really prepared you for this. Tell us a little bit about where you come from.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my career as an executive in the corporate world. So before this, I was the global chief marketing officer for Amazon Prime Video, so in the entertainment industry. Before that, I was the global chief marketing officer for MAC Cosmetics. And before that, I ran the CoverGirl business worldwide.
Wow.
And it's one of those things where I thought I was going to have, you know, this corporate career path, but I guess God had other plans for me. I was reading my Bible one day and I ran across John 17, 20 to 23. And it was Jesus. He had left the Last Supper and headed to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he prayed to God that he wishes that we would be one as he and his father were one, and that is how the world will know that he loves them, and that is how the world will know that he cares for them. And for me, that kind of stopped me in my tracks, because I said, oh wow, if the world doesn't know that he loves them, then that's because we're not in unity. And it became this burden I couldn't shake. I said, well, what can I do to bring the body of Christ together in unity? And I brought together everything I had learned about, you know, technology and entertainment to start building this this application. And my hope is that it brings together the 2.6 billion Christians around the world that are currently fragmented across 46,000 denominations, that we now have a place that we can all come, regardless of language or country or denomination, and just, you know, unite moving the kingdom forward.
The app is called Zaya. It's free. You can download it. And we've been speaking to the founder and CEO of Zaya Ventures, Uponwa Ojo. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.